wife for his son Isaac. The entire story is recorded in Genesis 24. And so Eleazar leaves Haran with a large caravan, 10 camels loaded with expensive gifts, and he's on his way to Nahor. Now that's a distance of about 435 miles. And assuming that a camel can average 25 miles a day, it would take 17 days to arrive at the destination. Now, it would seem to be a difficult task for Eleazar to go and convince a young woman to leave her family, her friends, and her homeland to journey to a great distance to marry a man that she has never met. And the text records that Eleazar's prayer to Jehovah would be that he would find the woman that God wants Isaac to marry, the one of God's choosing. And so we're going to pick up the story in a moment when the caravan of these 10 camels and everybody else arrives, and Eleazar spots a young woman at the spring dipping down to take up water. Her name is Rebecca, and she is filling a water jar, and Eleazar asks for a drink. And she simply humbly obliges and says, "Drink, my lord." But what she does next is astounding. So I invite you to stand, turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 10, and we're going to see what is astounding about Rebekah's actions. Hear the word of the Lord. "Then the servant left, taking with him 10 of his master's camels, loaded with all kinds of good things from his master. He set out from Aram Naharim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward evening, the time the women go out to draw water. Then he prayed, 'Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, please, let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too, let her be the one that you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.' Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, 'Please give me a little water from your jar.' 'Drink, my lord,' she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they had enough water to drink.' So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all of his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful." This is the word of the Lord. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it in their hearts. Please be seated. I would like to lift Rebecca up today as a woman in the Bible who models for us what we're giving thanks for today, our mothers. That we have mothers who not only care about us, but go the extra mile. Someone has called this the Rebecca principle. That what made Rebecca stand out was when she said, I will give you a drink of water. But then she said, after I draw your water, I will draw water for your 10 camels. It's biblical. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over the little things, over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Now you're sitting there going, what's the big deal? Right? What's the big deal? I mean, Rebecca can't hold a candle to me. Do you know how many kids I have? How many diapers I change a week? Do you know, do you have any idea what it's like to be a mother, Bruce? Except once we really enter this story, we see that it is a big deal. Because the Bible says that she not only gave a drink of water to the servant, she also gave water to the camels. 10 camels. Each camel at the end of a day's journey would drink 25 to 30 gallons of water. That means that she had to draw a minimum of 200 gallons of water from that spring to complete the task that she said she would do. It's not like turning on the tap and putting your glass under it. So she had to go down to that well at least 200 times with a 5-gallon pitcher to draw that water from the spring, bring it up, put it into the camel trough so that the camels could drink. If she had a 5-gallon jar to draw 200 gallons of water, do the math, she would have to go back and forth at least 40 times to deliver on her servant gesture. The Bible also says that this was going toward evening when all of the women of the community would come out and draw water for their families and draw water for their herds. And so she would have to stand in line waiting to get the water. It could have been 2, 3, or 4-hour ordeal. So when she said to that stranger, yes, sir, here is a drink of water, and I will draw water for your camels too, she was saying, I will inconvenience myself for the next 2, 3, or 4 hours to make a difference in your life. It's called the Rebecca principle. Putting forth a maximum effort with a minimum, scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The scribes and the Pharisees were legalists. They were a group of people that said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And Jesus said, unless your service goes far beyond that, beyond the call of duty, unless you go beyond what you're paid to do, forced to do, asked to do, unless your whole life, your spirit, your outlook exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You got to get beyond, I'm going to just give you back what you've given me. I'm going to do what's expected of me. I'm going to do the mediocre. But God calls us to excellence. He offers us his gifts, and he calls us to excellence in the use of those gifts. And today we are giving thanks for mothers who not only do what is required of them, but go beyond it physically, emotionally, spiritually, in the lives of their families. In history, excellence was used as a title of honor. It derives from the word excel, which means to go beyond average. And John Gardner, in his book Excellence, says, a society which scorns excellence in plumbing because plumbing is a humble activity and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy because it's an exalted activity will have neither good plumbing nor philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories will hold water. Today we celebrate mothers. Mothers who desire, and I was really impressed on the video, the desire for the mothers to see their children know Christ, live for Christ, and then continue down the generations to share Jesus with their family. It's a call to excellence in ministry that we can't happen by ourselves. We realize that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit, as we offer the gifts that God has given to us, that gives us excellence. I've talked with several mothers this week. And motherhood, as we all know, is not always happy. I talked with a mother who was raising a grandchild and then had a grandmother and then had that grandchild taken away from her. And so she said to me, "This is not a happy Mother's Day for me. I just had my granddaughter taken away from me, and I wanted to raise her." And she raised her with excellence, and she practiced the Rebecca principle. She loved her, and she cared for her, and she went above average in caring for her granddaughter. I talked with other mothers in the last several weeks who have children that are incarcerated. And one of them said to me, "I can't believe that I failed so miserably. I failed miserably with my child." So Mother's Day is not always happy for everyone. We cannot receive our worth and our value and our importance and our significance from our children. That's not biblical. Each of us is responsible to God. We can go the extra mile. We can be like Rebecca, giving maximum love and maximum effort, not expecting anything in return. But when we sow the seeds and we offer what we offer, we have no guarantee that our love is going to be returned, that those that we love are going to follow Christ. There's no guarantee of that. And so we can't, I'm really not an advocate of saying Happy Mother's Day. My desire would be that mothers would be blessed. They would be blessed. They would be blessed to know that they did everything that God called them to do. They loved their families with the love of Christ as best they could. They realized that they too are sinners in need of God's goodness and His grace every moment of our lives until we die, and then beyond that. So as we celebrate mothers, I would like to celebrate mothers because I see mothers' tenacity. I see their love. I see their heart's desire for their children. I see them down on their hands and knees praying if their children do not follow the Lord. And that is the gift that mothers bring. The gift of serving God excellently to the best of your ability. Being willing to go the extra mile like you all do. And to love our families. Sowing seeds, cultivating the earth, but not being responsible for the harvest. The scripture is very clear that we plant, we water, but it's God. It's God that causes people to grow. It's God, only Christ, in a relationship with Jesus that can change a person's heart and change their life, and send them in a new direction to serve Christ in His kingdom. I was reading the scripture this week, and all the times that excellent is used. Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How majestic, how full is your name in all the earth. Proverbs 31:29, that talks about a woman that is following the Lord and worthy of a more excellent way to love, to go above and beyond to love as Christ went above and beyond to love us, is the more excellent way. I'm not worshiping Rebecca this morning. I'm just saying that God called Rebecca to be united in marriage with Isaac. But Rebecca, as she went through her life, was not squeaky clean. You remember Jacob and Esau, that story. It was Rebecca who tried to give Jacob a leg up. Actually promoted deceit, that Jacob would deceive his father when he went for the blessing. And Abraham thought it was Esau, but it was really Jacob. Rebecca was involved in that. So we're not worshiping Rebecca here today. We're worshiping Jesus, because He has called us, as He lives in our lives, to live lives of excellence, to practice the Rebecca principle. Maximum effort for Christ, maximum effort for His glory with minimum expectation. Being excellent, going the second mile, because servanthood is not just doing what is asked. It's going above and beyond to serve Christ in ways that are difficult and take time and effort, just like it took Rebecca hours, hours to fulfill the simple task of giving water to the camels. So this morning, I would like to pray for the mothers, because you mothers are such a blessing. You are the ones who care for us, who teach us, who love us, who protect us, who play a huge role in helping us grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. There's something unique about a mother's love. When we're born, we never forget that we were under the heart of our mother. There is a closeness in that relationship that is like the closeness we experience with God. The prophet Isaiah compared God's love for his people to a mother's love in Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. So I'd like to offer a prayer this morning for mothers. Will you join me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for each mother that is here this morning. I thank you for the gift of motherhood and the incredible blessing that mothers are to each of us. We know you have chosen these amazing women and placed them specifically in our lives to love, nurture, and guide us, to present Jesus to us. Whether they're birth mothers, stepmothers, adoptive mothers, foster mothers, grandmothers, or mother figures, their care reflects your own sacrificial and gracious love. Today I lift up every mother here. Lord, give them strength when they're weak, joy in the little moments, mercy through your power, and confident in the role that you've given them. Let them know how deeply they're appreciated and loved by you, Lord, and by their families. I also pray for those who find this day difficult. Comfort those grieving the loss of their mother, those longing to become a mother, or those missing a child by death or estrangement. Comfort those struggling to blend a family, or those who are facing the pain of a delayed or failed adoption. Surround every mom who carries a heavy heart with your peace and remind them of your constant presence. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful love, a love that comforts us like a mother comforts her child. May we commit ourselves to honoring, loving, and protecting the mothers in our lives as we celebrate and cherish them today and always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.